get your buzzer?
College City of Dyer, Mayor and Board of Alderperson, October 9th, 2017, order. There's a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of September 25th, 2017.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll, starting with Robert DeWright.
Aye.
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 Visitors, if there's any visitors here that'd like to speak, now's the time. Mayor's report. Item A, and you have a bid results for the water and sewer dump truck. You have two bids, one from Lonnie Cobb and the other one from Homer Skelton. Total at Lonnie Cobb is on a F-550, is that right? 57,460.
And that was for what? An F what?
An F-550. That is a dump truck.
And that was Lonnie Cobb?
It's Lonnie Cobb. The other is Homer Skelton, and it is $60,380.
Same truck. So brand 5,500.
Willie's really looking at wanting a Ford over the Dodge. And the Ford is cheaper, less expensive. Motion to accept the bids.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
It's anywhere from $23,000 to $25,000 more than what we talked about last week, isn't it?
Yeah. It said 63 was what we thought the new price for this would be.
Okay. That's something different.
That is the estimate. Now, you authorized purchasing a truck last week under the state contract.
Yeah.
And then this was the bid that we let a month ago for a couple of years.
I was confused.
And these are the only ones that can do the state bid?
These aren't state bid, no sir. These are just an open bid. We sent requests for bids to the Ford, Dodge, Ram, General Motors, and International. And these folks here are the closest people that can sell this line of truck for those respective manufacturers. No, it's not on the state contract. Otherwise, we just bring one to you. They say that one of these may be on the state, the Ford may be on the state contracts by the end of October. But I asked him, I said, is this price going to be pretty much the same? And he says, it's going to be pretty much the same. That's the state bid.
Which one is which? It never does. It doesn't say.
The Dodge is $60,000.
Look at the top.
See.
And the Ford is $57,000. Is there any more discussion on accepting the bids? Not let's go, start the run. Start with Rango left. Motion carried.
Sorry.
What I'd like for you to do is just kind of keep looking over that a little bit, and let's move on down the page, and we'll come back to it in unfinished business. That gives everybody a time to kind of look over it a little bit. We talked at last meeting, and we've talked a few other meetings about the house demolition on Main Street. 170 North Royal Street and 469 North Main Street. One of them is down from the fire department. I think everybody knows which one we're talking about. And the other one is the little red house that we discussed a couple weeks ago. On those, we have two bids. Is there
some bid?
Not? What did you say?
It's not a bid. We didn't let bids be. We just got prices.
Okay. There is a difference.
There is a difference.
Thank you. We got two prices. One from Wyman Branson. It includes disposal, removal, and loading of concrete for us, which means that any concrete that is at the bottom, he's going to load it. We're going to bring a truck over there, and we're going to load it, and we're going to carry it to our pile that we use in different areas of the city for whatever our purpose is. That bid is for $3,500.
Both houses.
For both houses.
For both.
The other bid is from Josh Samples. Sample. It includes disposal and removal.
Are we keeping the concrete from that?
It does not say, but yes, we will be keeping the concrete. We'll be keeping the concrete for whoever does it.
And he'll haul in his truck or ours?
We'll have to haul. Either way, the concrete we'll have to haul in our, the way I understood it. Wyman, how is that for you?
Really? Really, either way.
Doesn't matter? His price is $3,450. Why
much?
$3,450. It's a $50 difference. Wyman contacted me last week, I believe what it was, and he asked me if it would be okay. He was on vacation this week, and he said, can I go ahead and get those houses located? And because you have to do a Tennessee one call, 811 call, and I told him, with the understanding that until the board looks at this, there's no guarantees, but he's more than welcome to go ahead and do an 811 call. That way, if the board decided for him to do it, that he could go ahead and get started on it and wouldn't be wasting his week, you know, on that. I told him he could. So, and I did talk to Nathan before, and Nathan felt the same way, that he could go ahead. those prices and everything, I know we need to get these houses down, and I, you know, the board may feel totally different than I do, but I look at things that people do for the city in other ways, and for the difference in the price, I think that I would like to entertain a motion to allow Wyman Branson to go ahead and tear down the house.
The price is sealed, the bid was sealed.
No, sir, Nathan took those. We just
got estimates on it.
Well, my feeling about it is, I mean, he's never done anything for us to think that it wouldn't, and the other one, I don't even know.
Wyman has done work for us, and we knew what he'd done whenever he finished and everything. That's what I look at. I look at what he has done and the kind of work that was done for us. So.
I'm not willing to change for $50.
They both had liability insurance and everything. Okay.
We're supposed to be looking out for the city, and $50 is $50. So is it time for a motion? I move that the $3,500 bid be accepted.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
You made a motion of what now?
To which one?
I didn't hear.
The $3,500
to Wyman.
To Wyman Branson.
To Wyman.
Is there any discussion? No, we'll call the roll. Let's start with Jennifer and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Notices have gone out. You should have received your
I got my tax notices.
And we've actually collected quite a few. Actually, I talked about it last week, and we think mailing the envelopes with the notices has increased our return rate because folks are using the envelopes. I know it's a small thing, but if all you had to do is stick the check in an envelope and stick a stamp on it, that's so, and don't forget about folks that you may know that would be eligible for tax relief. I want to thank Mr. Newspaper Man. We've had two different calls from people who read about it in the newspaper. And I think some of those folks have applied. And at least I know two that called me. And so, anyway, tax relief is for the elderly, the disabled, and service-disabled veterans. And so, if you've got folks that may be relevant to, spread the word. That's all I've got.
Thank you. Water and sewer operations.
How would you go for it? 2 weeks ago, they kind of put the actuator on the water plant. It's working better than I've ever seen the other one ever work. So I'm real pleased with what I've seen so far. And they started putting windows in today at the water plant. That's all I have.
So they started putting new windows in?
They did.
I thought I noticed more when I went by there earlier.
Mr. Mayor, may I speak?
Yes, sir.
I think the men did a good job. But twice last week, they knocked my cable down. Didn't even come and tell us they did.
What cable? On the windows?
Do what? The television cable.
Putting the windows in?
No, for the, he was, those, that actuator, whatever he calls it.
That's at the water plant.
Oh, what? I thought it was that big thing.
No, you're waiting on Willie to come up.
Okay.
Is that all you have?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Everything else is in check.
October the 12th, right?
That's right.
Me and Randy will be going to just kind of let you guys know. Randy's kind of, what are you?
I'm Region 8, kind of over Region 8 Tennessee Association of Utility District meetings. I'm sharing the role with another guy heading up these meetings and everything, and they're having a charity golf tournament. For, if y'all remember, Tim Rogers, that used to be over the water and wastewater at Trenton, his son died of leukemia. It's probably been 3-4 years ago, and one of the things that his son wanted was to be able to offer some scholarships to school, and so the Tennessee Association of Utility Districts has started putting on this charity golf tournament to raise funds for this, and so we, A2H, our engineer, has sponsored us in this, paying for us to play in this tournament to help raise funds for this charity, worthwhile charity.
So Thursday, me and Randy will be in Pinson, is that right?
That's right.
In Pinson. They'll have a little meeting before.
That's right.
And then once the meeting is over, then we'll go spend about 4 hours on the golf course, and then we'll be back, just to kind of let you guys know.
Cool. 4 hours, it's going to take you that long to play?
Probably. I'll be looking for my ball out in the woods somewhere.
Just play Randy's and go on.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it.
That's fun.
Well, that's good then. That's good.
Can you
good
even deal. Hit the ball?
Huh?
Can you even hit the ball?
Not very good. I'm, you know.
You can hit it a country mile. We just don't know which direction it's going to go.
It's all right, though. It's for a good
right.
cause.
If it ever lands right, we're in a good spot.
That's
ready.
Right.
Isn't that right?
He gets one every now and then out there where we can use it.
So well, it's for
that's
good.
The main thing.
It's for good cause,
it
and they'll
it.
Find the balls eventually.
It's a very good cause. So, and,
good driver
it's a good cause.
And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to go and participate.
I think it's sweet.
Thank you.
Very kind, Randy.
Hey, you need to put the hex on her to take it off. One of the two.
Committee reports.
Wait a minute.
Whatever.
You got.
Yeah, I was skipping him.
No, you don't want to skip him.
Okay, what do we got?
He'll
stand up for this.
Am I going to move?
No, I just want to move so everybody's face.
Well, remember, you're being recorded at all times.
Don't remind me.
I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Gulf State Underground, the people that's going to do a lining on Lee Street, they were here last week, and they ran into a point repair that has to be done before they can run the liner. And what it is, it's where an old point repair was, and it's dropped down. It wasn't bedded enough, and it's dropped down so they can't get the liner through. It's a 10-inch line, and it's dropped down about 4 to 5 inches. Mr. Johnson, you know the hole. That's the one that Revel had to come do because it was too deep for us. It's that same point repair.
Still too deep. How long was that?
How long ago was that, Mr. Johnson?
3 years, 4 years.
I figured it was longer than that.
No, that's about right because we was in a board meeting at night.
Yeah, about four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we was in a board meeting.
There wasn't any point repairs put into the grant bid to try to save money on the bid. But Billy Scallions, the contractor that's doing Madison Street, the general contractor for a grant.
SDT.
Who?
SDT.
Yeah, SDT. He gave us a price on doing it and not going through the grant, but us paying for it where we don't have to do a change order and it taking a month or two to get all that paperwork through. And his first price, going by the engineer specs, by backfilling with 57 rock all the way, and blacktopping and all, was $9,550. asked him, I said, can't we backfill some size 57 rock? He said, yeah, we can use river sand. I said, that's what I was, you know, river sand, it'll settle for about a month where 57 rock won't settle any. But, I mean, we can wait a month before we blacktop it, surely. Mm-hmm. And that would knock it down to 8,000. And then if we take the blacktopping off of it, it'll knock it down to 7,000. But this hole's going to be 12, 13 foot deep.
How long?
Gosh, I believe 15 feet. It's not a big section, it's just what we replaced before. And all it's done is settled where the fern coals that wasn't bedded properly, and the fern coals have settled.
Well, in order for us to be able to do that, we're going to have to knock the blacktop off and use the other sand and everything, and then DRI will possibly be here by the time it's settled. So while they're here, we can do a change order, which we already know we're going to have one or two change orders whenever they get here. But
for paving.
Oh. And let them pave it whenever they get here. If not, then this grant needs to be done. We're missing a grant cycle because of the way this all worked out in this grant. We're missing this year's grant cycle, and we don't need to miss another grant cycle. So this project needs to be done, but the only way to do it without bidding it and everything is going to be to knock it back to the 7,000.
How long will it take for the sand to settle?
A month. It'll settle for about a month. Even Billy Scaggs told me that. But 57 rock, that's just kind of overkill. And I think it's too big a savings. Everybody else uses river sand.
How much did they say would, how much did they say it would take to fill the hole?
They didn't say.
Or that rock?
Well, it's the difference say. Between, what, 9,550 and 8,000. So 2,250.
2,250.
That's
50,
more.
No, I thought 1,000 was for blacktop.
1,000. Okay. Excuse me. You're right.
So it's 1,550.
That would probably be
the difference on the gravel or sand.
And the sand was going to be how much versus the rock? Which
PRI would if you leave the blacktopping, it'd be 8,000. If you leave the blacktopping out, it'd be 7,000.
And that's with who doing it?
SDT, Billy Scaggs.
Who did the work before on that wasn't satisfactory?
Revel,
from Union City.
Okay. How much did you spend back then when you did it?
I don't know, I was a contractor.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What did they backfill it back then and it?
Well, I'm sure they've got rock under it.
Yeah.
And they're going to rebed it with rock, right. 57 rock. But as far as the backfill, back up to the level of the asphalt, they're going to go with river sand.
I could go along with that $7,000. I understand that perfectly. But if the board decide to go with $7,000, then let's keep a close eye on the hole, keep people driving into the hole and tear up something.
Oh, well,
after sand.
No, we'll, after, it won't just be sand there. After they get through, there'll be a layer of 33C put over it, just like any other. But
right, but it goes in also, you know.
Right. Mr. Roberts, if we wanted to go a little different about it, and you wanted to put the 57 back in there, mm-hmm. We can buy that 57 ourselves without him buying it and taking it out of his bid. That's just depending on what you guys want to do.
Well, my concern with that river sand, that's a very fine sand, correct? Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that's another thing. When I first tried to call Billy back today, I talked to him Friday, and when I tried to first call him back, he was talking to Ed Hargraves, our engineer, and then he called me, and then he called Ed back, and then he called me back. And he said, well, you know, if you go with river sand, he said, you better make sure you got a good seal.
Or a wash out.
Or that's going to get into your pipe. But, now folks, we're putting new fern coats on just like we would if it was a...
Brand new.
Plus the fact we're running a liner through there to seal that. And there's no taps right there. So I don't see where that, and, you know, any kind of infiltration of sand would be a problem.
How about just sand running out around it on down?
No, there's no...
You're talking about if there's some kind of seafoam gets around the edge of it and starts washing out.
The fine sand will wash out of there better than the coarse sand.
We're seeing that all over town.
Your gravel, at least, I know it costs more, but your gravel stays there and water can run through gravel.
How long are the socks?
If it's, that's...
The socks, they go from manhole to manhole.
And how long will that one be?
I don't know how long that would be. That manhole that they'll start at for that one is actually right there across from y'all's gas thing under that cardboard. And then it'll go to Broad Street.
So that sealed thing will run right through there. There won't be, that sock after they do that cured in place pipe will be there.
It'll be there.
But it'll be there when everything else is gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So all this company is going to do is come in, dig a hole, reconnect, and bed around, bed under, and fill on top.
Well, they'll bed under, and they'll put so much gravel on top, and then sand, and then we'll put another thing of gravel.
And then layer asphalt.
Right.
But with the pipe itself, all they're going to do is reconnect and that's support on the bottom.
I told them while they're in there, you might as well put two new fern coats on it, because all you're going to really be doing is picking that pipe up to where you can get a sock through it. For the cure in place pipe and
run.
I don't see any sand coming through where you're going to put the fern coat on. I don't see any sand.
Well, like I said, while we're in there, Mr. Johnson, we're going to put too many fern coats.
I don't see any sand getting into the sewer at that particular spot, but maybe down further, but not at that particular spot. I think
it's up to y'all, but I really think sand would be fine.
So this manhole is back south on Lee, isn't it?
No. It'll be back north, how much?
South. Toward Broad. Back this way.
No, it'll be back north, and it'll go north to south to Broad.
I see what we're saying. It'll go north from Broad.
Right.
Okay. How far down? Yeah, I know you
the
said
manhole
the gas, but I was
right across from that. I don't know how, it's usually 300 feet between manholes. But it's right across from that
regular station.
So there are no houses involved?
No. There's no taps to, or anything. I mean, you're going to, that's one reason we're rehabbing that sewer line is to seal it up with.
Right. Because of a couple of years ago.
But you're not worried about groundwater or anything running beside that. I'm not talking about getting in the pipe.
It's like you're digging in ground, period, Tom.
I understand that.
He's saying, is there going to be any settlement underneath the road when you pave it back?
No, I'm more worried. It scattered acres there when we dug down. I don't remember how many feet, 8 feet deep or something there. We had to backfill with gravel and put a pipe in and run it down to the creek, and that water would still run through that gravel on down. Now, if we'd have had sand there instead of the gravel, you'd have been washing the sand out. That's my concern.
Washed it down in the ditch.
Washing it somewhere else.
I don't know where it'd go, Tom.
Okay.
I mean, we don't... It's ground.
I understand that, but
we got places in town though where it's doing that.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Well, that's where you got holes, like in your storm sewers and things like that, and it pulls that earth or whatever you got in and makes those holes.
That's what's causing my yard to do that.
So, Willie, tell us what your suggestion is. And I heard everything you said. Start from the beginning. What is your suggestion?
I would go with the backfill with river sand. I mean, that's just overkill, 57 rock all the way up.
So you have a price for him doing this with us buying material?
No, I do not.
And you said the total price is?
If we go with river sand and us doing the blacktop, it'd be $7,000.
And that's us buying the river sand?
No, that's him, everything.
Okay. So we don't have to do anything?
We don't have to do anything.
Firm coals, pipe.
Firm coals, pipe. In fact, the pipe, that's what I told Billy. The pipe that's there, it's a piece of PVC pipe. Ain't nothing wrong with that piece of pipe. They're going to use the same piece of pipe.
They just dropped down.
But while you're in a situation like that, why not spend a little bit and put two new firm coals on there, the rubber sleeves on each end?
Yeah.
But
are you going to remove asphalt from manhole to manhole or just where the manhole's
on? Just where that old point repair is.
Okay.
And how big a hole is that going to be to fix that?
15 feet or so.
And how wide?
However wide they have to do to put that trench box. That's one thing that's costing so much is because of the depth.
Right.
And the equipment they're going to have to bring to do that. You know, we've got a point repair we're going to do ourselves here on West College this week. But it's not that deep. It's only 6-7 foot. But I've already contacted Robert Galloway. He's going to let us use his trench box. So, but we don't have anywhere near the equipment.
And we couldn't move that big trench box it's going to take to put in that hole anyway.
Oh, no, we hadn't got anything to move that. Right. It's a little aluminum, you know, for what we're going to do this time, but it wouldn't be for that job.
What would you guess it would cost to blacktop that hole then? Anybody got an idea?
I kind of wondered. Nathan's pretty good about how much they charge per square foot.
How many square feet is it?
Maybe 15 foot long, and let's just say...
I got a response. I'm waiting for a price there.
Oh, that's fine.
Pre-form response. I'm thinking.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
About
15
by what?
15 by 8, that'd be what, 600 square feet? No.
60,
yeah.
Thank you.
Put another zero on there.
$800.
Okay.
Give or take.
$8,000 to pay that off?
No, about 800. About
8,000.
You gotta carry the one, Mr. Rock. Let's carry the 10.
Now, if you look at this a different way, backfilling with sand, you're saving $1,000. If it don't work and that caves in, sun settles out, you're going to spend another $800 to re-blacktop it again. Is it worth the gamble?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to put the guy doing the work going to back it with sand or whatever for 5 years or whatever?
Let me tell you the complication, Mr. Nicholson. And then I'll tell you how to fix it.
Right.
Okay? The complication is that this costs more than $7,500 you have to let bids on.
Well,
the fix to that is if you wanted to award this, authorize up to $7,000 to do this, and then we can look at buying our own gravel and go from there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm not making a judgment on whether sand or gravel. I'm just saying if you...
You'll put it behind the eight ball and get it fixed.
Right, I mean, they're ready. They're not ready to be here next week, but the lining people are on their list. I mean, How quick did Mr. Scallions get to our project?
He told me to talk first thing in the morning, as soon as y'all made a decision.
Okay, this water hydrant up here, that's got a little dip in it, don't it? Where we repaired that out in the middle of the road? Yeah. Didn't that settle some?
Where you talking about?
Just up here.
Yeah, you're not going to have anything where there's a load of the corn going over the Broad Street.
Well, I'm just saying. How do you know?
Lee Street. Well, where is that? There's no reason for anything to be on that street.
No, but you still have concrete trucks. You still have other heavy vehicles on it.
I kind of agree with Mr. Tom and everything.
I mean, I'm
it's not bad, but
I'm more worried. If it don't work, it's another $1,000. Gee, we should have spent it up front. Now, if you all don't think that way, if you don't think that way, that's fine with me.
I think that way, but we're dealing with, in my understanding, we're dealing with a time frame here. They want to go and get it done. But now, I'm looking at what you said.
We can, Mr. Robert, we can go ahead and get it done. We just tell the company that we're going to buy our own gravel. Our own 57 to go back in the hole.
That'll take out the having to lay bids on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that part. I'm more worried about what if.
The condition.
You know, let's not pay to do it again if we.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. What's going to happen later on down the line.
So, okay.
I got a question. Okay. On this, this pipe they're talking about. Are they going to lay this gravel? After they get it up, they're going to lay gravel, and then sand, and then gravel?
No. They'll bed it with gravel.
Okay.
Or crate.
Right, then sand.
And they'll come so far up with gravel, and then they'd come up with sand, and then probably 2 foot so from the top, we'd put 33 feet.
Why the sand if they're going to put all that gravel?
It's just backfill.
Filling up the hole with volume or something.
The 57 will keep them from having to wait a month. It won't settle any, and the sand will settle over a month. You know, and it actually could settle more than just a month.
Gravel settles as much.
Yeah.
Your gravel could settle a little bit too. Depends how much fines and that's in it.
Well, if it's 57 rock, it won't have any fines in it. It's not like 33 feet.
Is this sand going to settle down into the rock?
Yeah. What?
Is the sand going to settle down into the rock?
It can.
It could, yeah.
I mean, they're going to, when they backfill that, just say if they do it with sand, they're also going to tamp that.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, you saw them in front of your house. Remember that thing is running around? Mm-hmm. Or, excuse me, they're sitting there running the remote control of the tamping. Right. I mean, it's up to y'all, but I just wanted to tell you which ways cost what. Get out from the front of it.
That's all right. We got
in the contract, do they say they stand behind the situation up there on Madison? Is there any way the contract they will stand behind the work?
My understanding, we have 1 year. Isn't that right?
You get 1 year on any work. Somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, really, depending on how big that hole is, how many loads of 57 would that top take to fill?
I don't know. I hadn't even tried it.
How many? He brings it in a dump truck, right?
In dump truck. He said one thing besides
575 load for the.
And I, if it's that big a hole, it's going to take more than one load, so something ain't adding up.
Well,
that's probably
right by 2 loads.
Yeah.
$1,200.
That's $1,200.
So he's bidded $200 less than what it's going to cost us.
Unless it's a small hole. Yeah. Smaller hole.
We're just guessing the size of the hole tonight.
Right.
So what you could do is award it at $7,000 and then authorize up to 2 loads at 57C if we need it. And it
keeps it out of the bid process. If it goes to the, if you have to bid it, then you're going to tack on another month and a half.
Well, I mean, we can get it up to late. We could.
Yeah.
But it'll throw it a month behind.
And if you do that, then that's going to throw them fixing the line another month behind or whatever. And then that's going to throw us possibly out of the next cycle.
Are there going to be any lines overhead? Because the guy that drives that...
It's a different company.
Oh, a different company? Well, I put it in there that they be careful with those lines because, as I said, 2 days straight, this other company knocked twice, knocked my cable down.
To watch.
Well, this is another thing we get, need to look at, too. I think we're kind of overlooking it. We don't know how the weather's going to be. It's getting where it's going to rain possibly quite a bit. We don't know, but
they say we're supposed raining, to get some rain tomorrow.
But still, it's getting time for that time of a year for water, rain a lot. So that's something we need to think about, too, because we don't need to...
I think he was going to start on it as quick as he could because it's in his best interest. Because the sooner he gets that done, the sooner they can put that cure in place liner through.
What now?
And he can get paid for the grant.
What happens if we award the $7,000 to do the work when the hole gets dug? Make a judgment call then, what you think? Or what kind of...
He's going to want to know what he's going to... No, you don't want to have the material right there on site ready to go right back.
He's got to fill it right away.
He's going to fix it, and be done with it and out of here that day.
That's what I was talking about. The weather. We need to do it right in case it does start raining. Because if it don't settle good, it could wash.
It does not have that in there, right? What I'm saying is that does not have that in there.
Right.
And then
this will be cheaper because there's no sand in it.
Right.
But that's the rule you got.
And then is there anything else involved in that?
Morning.
Okay. So, well, considering we need to make the motion to award point repair for the SDT contractors for up to $7,000. And then once you do that, then you would look at making a motion to purchase up to 3 loads, not saying we'll need 3 loads, but just in case to make sure that they have enough of the 57 rock at $575 per load. Does that make sense? That will keep from having to go back and redo it and without bidding it.
What if we don't need 2 loads?
I don't know.
You can always use it.
What do you mean? That's more.
I don't know if we use that rock or not.
No.
What?
Do we use that type rock very often?
We can use that rock.
Thursday when they found this, they had the inspector there from A2H, and I told him because he was talking about a month or two on a change order with the grant. And I said, we don't have that because we don't want to miss a grant cycle. We've already missed one. It's going to be 2019 before we can do anything like that. But I don't understand why. And then he went ahead and went through the engineering firm, and then they come up with all this 57 rock when Bastion Street was backfilled with river sand.
Well, this is the thing. Mr. Tom would like to see it done with the 57 rock because he don't want to have to go back and do it again.
That's what worries me.
Especially if you're spending $875 or whatever it is on paving after we get done with it.
Yeah.
And we have enough places in town, we all know that when we ride down the road and we hit these some of these bumps, some of it hasn't been tampered right and everything else. So, you know, that's why I say I agree with Mr. Tom on this, that 57 rock is not going to settle what the sand is going to settle and not going to have to wait all that extra time to get it paved back. And if PRI comes in here in 2 weeks, they can go ahead and pave it while they're here. Mm-hmm. But for them to come back later, it's going to cost us more money because they don't have, that's less work. Yeah. And they're going to have to make a special trip back here just to do that. And we don't want it to sit there for a year like we have some of this other stuff because we couldn't get a contractor. You remember, that's the reason some of these roads haven't been paved is because we couldn't get a contractor in there to do it because they're so busy doing these other bigger jobs. And while they're here, we need to get it done. So, I mean, we'll do it.
When you say they warranty their work for a year, didn't you say that? A year?
The contractor, the engineering firm.
The person doing the work guarantees his work for a year.
The engineering that we do through the grant cycle. This is totally different than that.
I understand that. The person that's going to dig this hole and do the work to fix it.
He never said that.
He's not guaranteeing his work?
No, every contractor always puts a year's guarantee on their work. I've never seen one not put a year.
Okay. When you build houses, you have to guarantee them for, you hear you have to guarantee them for a year. Really, that's not so. If you've got a problem with that house, and I don't know what the limit is, it's around 5 years that you can go after a builder if you have a problem. That's where I was getting at. If you have a problem with this, can you still go after them? It's not worth it to do it over $1,000.
Right.
To me, if he says he'll backfill it with that gravel and do it, the whole thing's on him. It determines how big a hole he digs on how many loads of gravel. I think it's a safer bet to put the gravel in there in the sand, my opinion.
So what we'll do is we'll make a motion and the board can decide on what they want to do. If the motion passes, then we'll go through with that. If the motion fails, then you can change the motion and go forward with it that way. But can you read that?
Mm-hmm.
The bow print?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what do I need to do?
Yeah.
Thank you. I make a motion we award point repair work to STD contractors for up to $7,000.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. We'll call the row and start with Mr. Tom and go left.
Aye.
Aye.
How come you're not? Aye. I didn't hear you.
Motion carried.
Sorry, I
couldn't hear you. Now I make a motion to buy up to three loads of 57 rock at $575 per load.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Why can't we, you're up to over...
We need to buy the gravel.
Why can't let another paperwork for the extra $1,000 for the gravel or whatever to the same guy?
You can't split. You can't split. What am I saying?
It's one job.
It's one job. You can't split the PO.
Oh.
You can't split a PO to avoid the regulations.
And when he gets there,
split them all.
We'll pay for a third of this truck this week.
what we'll do is once he gets there, he digs. Oh, he's gonna know how much gravel he's gonna need back in that hole, and he can say, Willie, I'm gonna need two loads of gravel for this, or I'm gonna need a load and a half, or I'm gonna need two and a half. Whatever's left over, we can carry down and
putting our stockpile.
Yeah.
We don't have to buy the full three
loads. We don't have to buy the full three loads. This is just making sure that they have enough whenever they're able to do it.
Well, you know you're going to need two.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And gravel will come from the, what's that guy's guy? Guy Farm.
That's why Ashley went back and checked. She called and checked to see how much it was of loading. Is there any more discussion? If not, we'll call the road start. Mr. Robert go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Well, she carried it. I meant to go right.
It worked all right.
Worked good. Okay.
Is that all good?
Sir?
Say all
good. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you did that because I was trying to figure out where I was at. Committee reports, Public Safety and Health Committee. Yeah, I was thinking.
I got a question. I don't know if it falls under administration personnel or what.
Okay.
But the property on North Main, have we done anything with it as far as changing it from a business district to a residential?
Let's move that to unfinished business.
That would be unfinished?
Yes.
Okay.
Street maintenance, water, sewer, and landfill committee.
I have nothing.
Parks and buildings committee.
I was down at the park yesterday for a while. Just walking. And eventually, we'll have to paint the concession stand around, because we've got flakes coming off of it now. You know, whether it be better to do it in the fall or...
You wasn't at the last committee board meeting. Me and we had talked about that, and the board gave him permission to go ahead and paint the pavilion and the concession and the things that need to be painted down there.
Okay.
Me and Richard looked at the concession stand like they asked on the last board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing I see is cleaning paint.
What can we do about the epoxy on the inside of the restroom? You know where it's more? Can we do anything? Get that gray paint.
On the floor.
We're going to repaint the floors when we shut the water off and everything for the winter. And there won't be any traffic on it. We're going to shut the earth paint the floors.
Okay. And then the gravel. Right there in front of the men's restroom.
We're letting it settle. We just now dug it up. That was where we had a big 6-inch water main bust.
Yeah, we need to pack that a little bit or something, because somebody could very easily twist an ankle right there.
We'll go up there tomorrow and see, can't we smooth that up? Because they're having that ball turned.
Yeah, that's what us. Somebody could step right out of that restroom and step right in a unlevel area. On there, everything looked good. I mean, I ain't saying that looked bad. I'm just saying that's just some attention we need.
Well, now, this morning, you know, you talked about the restroom before, Michael. And when I went to the restroom this morning, the ice went to the men's restroom. I ain't going to win it.
Go ahead.
Anyway, they scattered paper towels and made a mess of the... Of course, Richard cleans it every day.
Yeah.
But not on the weekend.
What about the tennis court?
We don't know about it.
Well, are we going to do anything as far as where the cracks or fill it or resurface it or whatever we...
You You obviously didn't read your...
I'm asking you a question. I expect you to answer it.
I don't have an answer for you. The answer is in your minutes from last meeting.
Okay. There.
And it says, they have been looked at and there's a company going to be checking on
it. Bring up something else?
Yes, sir. The more you got, the more we ought to answer.
One new crab.
Comes up every now and then, don't he?
Good thing you didn't get it. He told you on the phone.
Hmm.
You have anything else?
No, sir.
Can you go by and check the building at the behind the school on the east side of the building? Check you.
Make sure they put that vinyl siding up.
Yeah.
I can.
Okay.
So you go check it.
I went and checked it. I just wanted to make sure the public parks and public committee when we done it. Unfinished business. There's nothing under item A. I believe the day is the 9th, is that right? Mm-hmm. Trunk or Treat will be here before we turn around. We need to be getting set up for that. Ryan's going to help. There he is. Ryan's going to help with that. Willie, are you still going to do the hot dogs and bring your grill and all that stuff? Okay. And
we're going to have hay rides again.
I don't know. Is the board want to do hay rides again this year or not?
They were really popular with the kids.
What if the weather's bad?
Then you won't have hay rides.
We'll have trunk or treat.
That's all it
was. But I mean, it'd be rescheduled like it always is. I think we need to.
I think so too.
Okay. What about the jumpers? He's already got a schedule. You know, he schedules year to year. Are we okay with that?
Yeah. Went over big last year.
Yeah. Trying to think, is there anything else?
Fred wants a ducking booth. He's not in here.
He's not in
here. Let's vote on it.
Is there anything else you guys can think of?
On the hay rat, maybe not go as far as we did on last year.
I don't know what the rally is, Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
And it seemed to me like it was taking too long to get it. You rode on it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It seemed like it was taking a long time to get back.
It was a long time. That's right. I said it was too far.
Okay.
What was it? I didn't go on it. How far? What was the route? You remember?
They shortened it up as they went along. It got shorter. Because they realized that being gone 30 minutes was too much.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
I think about 30 minutes.
You got to think of that.
You ain't need to be on there no 30 minutes.
We're going to do the popcorn like usual. We'll do the hot dogs like usual. And we'll do the candy like usual.
And Fred's ducking boots.
And we'll do Fred, you got voted. while you was out of the room, we voted on doing you a dunking booth.
Excuse me?
Michael said that you wanted a dunking booth. Let's vote on it. So we voted on it, and you got the dunking booth for the night of trunk or treat.
Michael said that. I did. Did you hear Fred say it?
There will not be a ducking booth on Halloween.
No.
What
about that, Bo?
My main thing is, before we leave this room, everybody's okay with everything that's happened, right? We'll get in contact with Gibson Electric and
They've already contacted.
Okay, so we're going to get in contact with everybody that, and put a notice out that they want to be involved, the police call, City Hall, the businesses and everything else. Everything good on that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anybody in the town people, they won't do it.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
We're going to get extra water this year? Remember we ran out early?
No, we probably won't get any extra water. We'll probably get about the same, and if we run out, we run out. We're going to go from 6 to 8, if that's okay with you guys. That's a long time. It really is.
We know.
How long has it been?
We know.
It's been the 6 to 8, but if we go any longer than that, there's no way we can.
Uh-oh.
We can't provide, you know.
What day does it fall on this
Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
That'll be the school the next morning.
That ain't never stopped them before.
Didn't last year. See, that's what
it we should think about that.
Really?
That
didn't help that. We're gonna get in contact with Arivac also, and because they really enjoy coming, and as long as they don't have a call, they'll probably be here.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to make sure everybody was good on that first. Yeah, they'll land down there and walk up here. And we do want to invite any other towns that wants to come, Mr. Tri-City Reporter Man. Any other towns that would like to come and join with us, we'll be glad for them to come and join with us. So, okay. We've looked over the truck as we was going through here. Sir?
Is that under new business or unfinished business?
Unfinished, because we didn't start talking about it.
I got one more thing on unfinished when you're ready.
I got one more thing, too, but I can't read what I wrote.
You got some on unfinished business, too.
You're done.
I wrote it, and I don't even know what I wrote.
They reached zombie. All these trucks are brand new. It's in the middle of residential.
You
only wrote 3. Yeah, I know. It's in the middle of residential. I was right. It's on back to residential.
How was it going to be?
They got tricked.
On the truck,
my understanding.
There is a Ford F-550 and a Dodge on there. Is there a motion for either one of those?
I make a motion we get the F-150 Ford.
The F-550?
550 Ford, 57460.
Second.
50 what?
57460.
54?
No.
57460. Okay. 460. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Mr. Tom?
Not on this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, have we gotten them other trucks back yet?
He thinks we'll get it back this week if we're lucky.
Okay.
That truck will be in tip-top shape when we get it back, Mr. Tom. It'll run for next 3 days or so.
That's what I'm worried about.
Mr. Tom, the other day, they were picking up brush, and they said that dump was just barely going.
Yeah. It's been doing that for about a year or so.
Still working.
Okay, is there any more discussion about this truck? If it's not, we'll call the row and start Mr. Robert and go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. We will be purchasing a F-550 dump truck for William Caton. You can't even get that $500 he's needing, can you?
I just keep putting it off.
You got to. We appreciate that though, Brad.
Thanks, what?
Trent. Wait till you ask for something and then they turn you down. You're going to be like,
oh, well.
I'll ask for you.
I do have something. I called Nathan about it, and I haven't been able to get back with it because I haven't been feeling very well.
What is that?
We have a tree that We have not, that we discussed this, and it's on Davis Street.
I don't know.
Okay.
What street?
Davis Street.
Davis Street.
In Dyer.
But that was a shop, a little street.
Oh, and it's a real, real tall tree, and it's not anything that the city can handle once it's on the ground. But while it's in the air, there's no way that the city can handle this job.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's starting to lean. Mr. Robert, it's over behind your house. Mm-hmm. You know which one I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And there's a drain, a city drain there, that the leaves are constantly falling. And the limbs are falling out of it. It's also busting the street up.
Whose tree is it?
It's the city's.
Positive.
It's on city property.
They gonna cost you $4,000, isn't
it? Probably.
Oh, gosh.
No, I was kidding. They don't even...
Where?
It is on Davis Street, right where our wells are. It's right up from
that's
our wells.
Okay.
You know, that big tree.
Yeah. Big poplar tree.
Yeah. And we thought maybe we was gonna get it taken down when we got that done at the fire department.
But the guy might have logged.
Right, but
yeah.
He didn't want it.
Can we just push it down?
No.
It'd tear the road up, wouldn't it? If you pushed it,
pull
the roots.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not hollow.
We don't know. It's too big. I mean, it's probably what?
14 feet? I think that tree 4 foot too.
Ooh, big tree.
What are you talking about?
Down from the dock.
That's right on the end of it.
And now we're having limbs to fall out of it over into people's yards. And what I would like to do is have that tree laid down and then our guys cut it up and haul it off.
Well, how you gonna cut, how they gonna handle the trunk of it? If it's real big, I mean, they're going to have to cut it up.
We'll have to cut it up.
Have we got chainsaws that can do that?
Well, I don't know.
I'm
sure it is. But if you ride up there now, huh?
That was not ours.
That's true.
Which one?
The one abroad.
Yeah, the one abroad.
I told him if we had a chainsaw big enough to cut this one, we ought to be able to cut that.
Yeah. This has been an ongoing process for a while. We've talked about it two or three times, and I wasn't sure if you guys said you'd cut or if you guys said wait, or I couldn't remember. But I told them that I would bring it back up. We're going to cut it. This is the time of year to cut it.
Is anybody in danger of it falling right now?
If that tree was to fall, is the way
damage,
it was
a lot of damage.
Huh?
A lot of damage with it.
To what?
To people's houses.
Opposite. If it falls south.
And if it falls,
concrete,
if it falls that direction, Mr. Robert, no, that's the way it's leaning. And it's leaning more now than it was last year. And the main thing is getting it laid down. We can figure out what to do with whatever else once we get it down, but the main thing is getting it down.
Yeah, you need to have a contractor that knows what they're doing to lay that thing down.
I was going to talk to Dale Sal and see if he could go down there and lay it down or whatever. I was going to hook my four-wheeler to it, but I didn't have a four-wheeler and it wasn't going to work.
He'd sling you like a slingshot.
He'd be clear across town.
Dumbest video.
I mean, if the boys can lay it down, then we ought to pull the root up across the blacktop, across the road also, because it is done puckered the asphalt
right.
All the way across.
Yes, sir. So you know what I'm talking about then. Mm-hmm. Do you guys mind, and if it's within my spending limit, to go ahead and get him to lay it down, And if it's not, then I'll bring it back to you guys. I want to make sure it's okay with you guys that we get it laid down before I go.
I
Well, we can cut it up best we can. If we need some.
No, we're going to cut it up and everything and do everything we can do to it before we have anybody else to even come in here and move it or anything else.
Don't know when we checked that guy. I think maybe if it was laid down, that he might want the log then, because he has the saws to handle that. But I think part of the problem was he didn't want to take on the responsibility of trying to lay it down.
Well, if he wants that log, I mean.
Do the Petey houses still cut trees? Are they still living?
I don't think they cut trees.
That's a question. They ain't cutting trees.
Wyman, would you like to say something about that?
Something that Mr. Dale and I, you know, my Trico and his bucket truck, we might get together and him and I'll get it down. But, I mean, like I said, I hadn't. Where exactly is that tree?
Davis Street. It's at the very end of Davis Street. Davis Street is a dead end street.
What's the name of that church?
Fairview.
D-I-C-M-E. That's the one on
Davis.
That's
Fairview
Church.
Basically,
straight across from Fairview Church. You know where Fairview Church is? Fairview Church is on the left.
You get to the park, the lights out to the left. The next street up, straight across.
It's right up.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll get a price on getting it laid down.
Yeah.
If the board is in agreeance of it, get it for check.
Get it down. It might cost us more in the long run if we don't try to get it down now.
True.
Because if it falls on somebody's property and busted concrete and everything else up, we gonna.
Right. And we've been made aware of this before. And I don't know if I dropped the ball or what happened or whatever, but anyways, it was brought back to my attention, and I just wanted to make sure we got it back in front of the board. So
you don't want anybody to get hurt either. You want to get that down. There's kids down there and adults.
It's dangerous.
If it goes through the house, that tree right there is going to go through it, so it's got a long way to fall when it hits the house.
Is there anybody in town that burns wood to heat?
It's right there.
Well, see, I don't pay that much attention.
The other thing that I have is, and I couldn't read what I was writing. I asked Nathan, and he couldn't figure it out either. I just finally did. That's his Lee Street. Ray has been down and looked at the property on Lee Street. We got some paperwork.
Which one?
The
where the wash is?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think Mr. Roberts been down there.
Mm-hmm. I think he has.
Has anybody else been down there?
Well, y'all tore that street up down there? That's what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. On Lee Street?
Yeah.
No.
You talked about that drain right behind those houses.
Where's washing? Next to,
I know we're talking
what's
about.
What's his name? I can't think of his last
Marshall.
Name.
Marshall Pitts.
Yeah, Mr. Pitts.
Oh, okay.
That problem right there is going to have to be fixed. It needs to be fixed a long time ago.
Not to delay it, but do we need to wait to spring because we're going to have to sod? And I would think.
I don't know. I don't have an answer to it. I just don't want it to.
It's not going to get better.
Right, it's not getting better. We rode down and looked at it the other day. And it's worse now than what it was then.
Is that the one that the culvert's washing out in that, right, up in there? And up next to the house.
And it's falling. Who? It's actually falling.
Who
down.
Owns the house? Marshall Pitts.
Marshall Pitts. Yeah. Now, the guy from MTAS come in and said, yes, it is your problem. You need to fix it.
Right.
The driveway's under the drain or something.
I don't know.
The driveway is ours?
The driveway
across the street from Charles.
Next to it is ours to fix.
Okay, no.
It's collapsed because the water backed up in the drain.
Let me rephrase that. We're not going to fix the driveway unless they do something to the property. Because we're not going to improve that property until they do some improvement to the house, because the house is empty right now.
It's Pearl.
And we'll fix the driveway later on. The problem is, the Pitts house is a nice place, and they're trying to keep theirs up. And how do you say his name?
Washington.
Clarkson.
Mr. Clarkson.
Says on the other side of the street needs to be another open drain on that side of the road to allow the water to go through that. If it is our problem to get fixed, let me ask you, I'm asking you, listen, because I don't know. If it is our problem to get fixed, and we know, we're aware that it's our problem to be fixed, and we get one of these rains that ends up in their house, it's our problem. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
If you have knowledge of it.
You have a right of way across, you're saying across the street, you got to dig a ditch up through that way?
No.
No.
Put a bigger
we're
drain.
Fix the catch basin that is in there now. Fix it back like it's supposed to be. And Ray, you can help me on this anytime you get ready to speak.
I'm listening. I mean, the reason the water has increased there, though, is not a result of anything we did. It's just not, we think we can increase the speed at which it drains, but there's more water there than there was before.
And the hole has fell in around it even more than what we looked at last time. And if we're aware of it, I'm scared that
we need Jeremy, we can't fix what we can fix.
We looked at it ourselves, and the problem is it's coming from the old fence line and running down beside of his house. Even though if we put dirt or curb in there, we need to do something about that fence line. Either pick it up behind his house or something.
Well, I think we was told that we cannot work on that fence row because we did not do that. And if we do that, we're assuming all liability of all the water that comes from every direction down through there at that point, Mr. Robert.
And actually, if you remove that fence row, that acts as a barrier.
Slows it down.
And the people that built the house back there removed some of that fence row. And they told us, and he told us, he said, you do not go back there and mess with that back there. He says, if you want to fix something, you fix back on the Main Street side on our property.
I was going to bring that up also tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up because it's a hazard.
Yes, sir.
It's a hazard.
And it's deeper now than what it was.
I know we talked about after we get the sewage line fixed on Lee Street, then we're going to work on that. So I appreciate you bringing that up because it needs to be done.
Say again.
How close is it to his house?
What about the one on the other side of the street?
Pretty darn close.
Really?
Which one on the other side of the road?
Yeah, we got to do something.
Do you mind coming in
side of the road
and
on this side?
Getting with Nathan.
Marsha house.
At the
brick house.
At this week sometime? Some kid's gonna come down through there on a bicycle or something. I mean, it's dropped.
First thing in the morning, get in there, look at it, see what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Cone it off, block it off,
tape it off.
And we'll fix the drain side of it, the east side of that street first.
Yes.
We'll take care of that first.
Yeah, because the other side's gonna be a little more difficult.
As far as the street drain goes, it'll be more expensive, but we'll figure it out.
Can you check on that?
We will. We looked at it. That little ditch on Mr. Pitts and doing something to it and what we talked about before.
Yeah. We may be able to do something there.
So the water, is it coming off the main highway up here and then going all the way back there?
there?
It's coming from Broad Street. It's coming from behind the houses on Broad Street. It's coming from Main Street. It's coming from on each side of the fire department. What's that other place called? The motorcycle place?
Yeah, I know.
It's coming from all of that.
That's where the fence road Mr. Roberts talking about. It's, ain't that where it used to be?
Behind the fire department.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be a fence road down through there. And a new horses. Property owner took over, and I think they cut that fence row, or maybe they cut it out.
I thought I saw some horses back in there. That old mule.
That's back on Wilson Fessmeyer's land. He sold it. That's where his mother lived.
Okay.
So that's something we need to look at and kind of get done pretty quick before the weather gets too bad.
Yeah, because it'll get soggy, and then we'll be able to do anything
real quick.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Tom.
Under unfinished business, this concrete down here that I've been fussing about for 2 years or more, were we going to get Wyman to break that up, or how are we going to get rid of that? We talked about that at a meeting.
Well, they said that they could go down there with that backhoe and get it up. But I just don't think that they have the time.
Yeah.
Well,
T-Buck.
The kids play Wyman, basketball in the one part.
Wyman's going to be right across the street.
That other chunk of concrete, I mean, we started that a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still sitting there. I'd like to get that jerked out of there.
Wyman, you know what you was dealing with down there, that concrete that was left.
The pile is still down there.
Now the one that where they play basketball at?
You talking about the barbecue pit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one on the right. They play basketball.
Yeah.
We're not going to bother you. But the ones with the jagged edges and everything, we was going to go down there and clean that up.
There's a gas line. You remember me showing you that gas line? It has grown up. I don't know if the gas company has come and unhooked that or not, but when I cleaned all that,
you stuck a flag around it, didn't
I
you?
Put some flags right there because it's grown up right in some trees.
Yeah.
And I almost grabbed it. I just happened to see it sticking up there.
So it needs to be unhooked anyway, don't it?
Yes.
There's also a sewer line in there, though.
Well,
where's the sewer line go?
So anyways, let me go back and ask this. What would it cost you to go down there and tear that out? You've already been down there. You looked at it and everything.
I'm about just busting up the...
Bust it up, load it on one of our trucks.
Because y'all want the contract.
But not where they play
back. We don't dump it, do we?
We need to get our permission to get a new one. Got a new one coming.
Yeah, we'd break it in right. Get the boys to dump it in it.
Load it on one of your trucks and haul it out.
Not the one in play basketball?
No.
That one up from
the yes, closest to the house.
Steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, the steps and get that out of there. That's a.
Best I remember, it's not a very big.
No.
Oh. I don't know. Y'all use y'all's trucks?
No.
We ain't got no trucks here. we want it done before.
We'll break at 550 in real good.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't mind. Well, it's going to be six weeks or so before we get in.
Okay.
But we were just thinking, you know, you're going to be across the street from what I heard. What do you think? $40, I mean.
$40?
Do I have a chance to go look at it and just kind of figure about how many hours I think it would take?
No, not really. I mean, he was already there.
No.
Oh.
Is the concrete busted up now? Cracked up?
No.
All I did was took down the walls and the roof.
Left the concrete.
Left floor.
Well, you know what we talk about.
more or less than $500, Wyman.
Oh. Just that one pad right there. Where
that's it.
That?
That's it.
I'll probably do it for $500.
Can you do it for $400? I mean, I'm sure I get them past it for $400.
Just go ahead.
$400, I tell you.
You take the gas line out.
We need to make sure
that
we don't
call nobody.
We don't want to blow up all that. Whoever owns that piece of property has got to call the gas company.
Yeah, I guess we got that deed transferred.
I don't know why this has to be so hard.
It's not hard. It's the owner of the property. You can't call for the owner of property.
Understand one thing. If they call the gas company, will they come out and disconnect it at the road?
Yeah.
To where he's not in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. Let's not make this any harder, Mr. Craig.
It's not.
Okay.
Is it possible it's already
so can you do it for...
Don't know.
You could can do be. It less than $500. $500 or less.
Take them steps up too.
Yeah.
Well, they got some jagged pieces up there.
Well, that's around the basketball court. Our guys
she wants it out. She's already called me about it again, but we will have her to sign off on everything else.
Yeah.
Is this board willing to go down there and allow him to do that for a charge of no more than $500?
How thick is that concrete?
It's pretty thick.
That's kind of what I was wanting to look at.
6 foot.
Here's your problem.
What is it?
It's thick.
Same one we had last time, eh?
Paper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well.
Of what?
Maybe you get William to go down and look at it probably. Then.
Wasn't the same thing we dealt with last time we dealt with it.
Well, we never finished our job. We never finished our job the last time. So
that lady that owned.
We'll figure this out real quick.
We're just finishing a job that we never got finished.
Right. And William should be able to go down and look at it and make a judgment call. And if he can handle it, he ought to be able to tear that out in a half a day or something.
William can't handle it.
I can probably do it.
Why put more work on me, Willie?
I'm trying to remember how big it was.
It's not that big, but...
Huh?
We didn't do my deed last time.
No.
How did you do it? You pay? What was it, though?
No.
Yeah. 15, you paid for it. 12?
No.
I don't think so.
No. We paid for it.
Let Wyman go look at this and let's talk about this.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go into a recess for just a minute. And we're going to recess at this point.